Test sign 7, 30th of May, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, The Amazing Light of the Menorah.
Hashem, we would like to delve into the parasha of the beginning of this week's Sedra, perhaps if there's time even more, but we'll see what time allows. And let's have a look, start from the beginning of the parasha. We spoke about the amazing light of the menorah, so let's see, obviously the opening of the parasha speaks about the menorah. So let's open with a couple of questions and try and present a mahalach in this little parasha at the beginning. So, when you raise up the lights, question number one, he doesn't use the normal expression, in other words, not talking about lahadlik esaneiros, we say lahadlik when we make a bracha. Here we say, when you raise up the lights, it's an unusual expression. One would have expected an expression of lighting, kindling, as we say, hadlaka. So question number one, why does it say baloscha? Obviously the whole parasha is called baloscha. Then it says, baloscha saneris, el mul pnei ha-menoira, opposite, facing the central branch, pnei ha-menoira, ya'ir shiva saneris, the seven candles should light. And the mafarshim will ask that if you're lighting pnei ha-menoira, if you're understanding that the wicks are to be facing the middle central branch, so it should have said El Mupanah Menorah Ya'iru Sheshes Haneiros. The six lights, there's the six facing the central, and the central is number seven. So that's another question. Vayaske in Aaron, and Aaron performs exactly how he's supposed to. El Mupanah Menorah Elo Neiros Seha Kashit Vashem is Moshe. Now the question on that is also obvious, and Rashi brings it up, we'll speak about that in a second. But Yaskin Aaron, the Aaron did so. Moshkayach, he got an instruction from Hashem. Hashem told him what to do, and he did so. Why would the Pasuk tell us that Aaron did what he was told? You would hope he would, right? But Yaskin Aaron, Aaron was told to do this, and he did so. So that's difficult to understand. And perhaps even worse, or better, whatever one will say it, is Rashi says, understanding that these words, Vayaskein Aaron, is superfluous, seemingly, obviously Aaron did what he was supposed to. Rashi points out, no, this is not just Vayaskein Aaron, the Hagid Shvacha Shel Aaron. This is the praise of Aaron. Why the praise of Aaron? Shloish Shino. Vayaskein Aaron, you should know that Aaron went ahead and he did exactly what he was told to do. Shloish Shino, he didn't change. And all the Mepharshim ask on Rashi, again, what is the Rashi's coming to help us understand the Pasuk? The Pasuk tells us, Vayaskein Aaron, we're bothered by the fact that it says he performed what he was supposed to. Of course he's going to do what he's supposed to. Rashi just sort of makes it worse by just saying, yep, to say the praise of Aaron, that he didn't change. Now there's many, many answers on this question. What does it mean that Aaron didn't change? Some say that yes, because we know Avodas Hashem is the difficult thing. The first day, everybody's all excited. The second, not as excited. The third, nothing left. By the end of the week, there's no excitement whatsoever. And Aaron, every single day, Vayaskein Aaron, Agi Shvachah Shalai Shina, every time he lit the menorah. It's one explanation. There's many explanations, but I want to share with you one particular idea this morning, Bez Hashem, from the Malbim. We'll get there in a second. Another question. Rashi, the beginning of the parasha, asks, what is the connection between this week's parasha and the end of last week? All the Nesiim, they brought their gifts. When Aaron saw the Chanukah, when they brought their initial inauguration, Karbonos, Aaron felt weak. He didn't have a part to play in this. Not himself, not Aaron. And not Shevet Levi. Don't worry, yours is greater than theirs. You are going to light madlik the neiros, meitiv as the neiros, and therefore yours is greater. And again, on this Rashi, all the mefarshim speak at length. What does this mean? Why would this placate? Why would this make Aaron feel any better? He missed out. He missed out on the karbonos. He missed out. What does it help? Well, don't worry. You've got the neiros. Ubifrat. That it seems difficult to understand, because if you say the reason why this is better is because karbonos is only bisman the beis hamikdash, but then so is lighting the candles of the menorah, also only bisman beis hamikdash. Now the Ramban, kiyodua, the Ramban speaks about this, and the Ramban says this is a remez not just to this, but to obviously the neiros of Hanukkah. The Ramban, beginning, everybody has the essential reading, you have to learn the Ramban at the beginning of this week's parasha, where he speaks about the fact that this is exactly the chiddush that Aaron was given, shalcha gedolim shalahem, is neiros Hanukkah. Neiros Hanukkah. But again, even that one can ask. Neiros Hanukkah, fine, that's more than just the Mishkan, in the first place of Mikdash, but Neiros Hanukkah itself wasn't forever, right? That's during the second place of Mikdash. But now it's not. There's also a limit to that. Seemingly the same limit as the base of Mikdash itself, the Karbonos. So, we're going to put the Sfasemas together with the Malbim this morning. Sfasemas and the Malbim. And together we're going to see how we can light up this parasha, literally. So, like this. Let's go back. Says the Malbim, an amazing thing. Let's start with the Malbim. The Malbim says that he's bothered by this pasuk, Vayas Kein Aaron, Lahagid Shvochet Shalai Shiva, but he didn't change. Listen to this Malbim. This Malbim is phenomenal. They all are, obviously, but this Malbim, beautiful, beautiful Malbim. And he explains. If you go back to Maisa Bereishis, let's go back to the initial story. Whenever anything is created, the pasuk says, Vayom Elekim, Yihi Ar, there we know, and it says, Vayihi Ar. But that actually is unusual, because all the rest of the, if you look at the parasha of Bereishis, Vayevelekim, example. Yikovu hamayim, yitachas hashamayim, al mokem echot. What does the pasuk say? Vayihichein, and it was so. Or another example, you'll find, even on the second day, right, I don't know why I went to the third day, second day, Vayasa lekim esurukiya, vayabda benamayim hashem betachas lukiya, benamayim hashem me'alurukiya. Vayihichein, and it was so. So it says, Hashem said it, vayihichein, and it was so. But on the first day, it doesn't say that. What does it say on the first day?
Which day?
Huh? Which day? Normally, on the first day. The first day. What does it say there? We're just so familiar with the pasuk that we don't actually notice, but actually it's not like the others. Vayayim elekim yihi ar, vayihi ar. Now it should have said, Vayayim elekim yihi ar, vayihi chayim. And it was so, like it does with the other days. The Gemara says, or what's the explanation? So the Gemara actually has another problem. And it all answers together with the same answer. The Gemara has another problem. What day was light created? Was light created on the first day, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayom Lekim Yihar, Vayihar? Or was light created on the fourth day? We're talking about the sun, the moon, and stars. After all, the sun provides with the light. It's not the sun, it's the moon and the stars. So what day? Says the Gemara, one answer the Gemara, is there are two different types of light. The light of the first day is different to the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Sun, the moon, and the stars, that's a physical light, as the light that we experience in the physical world. But the light of the first day, as was mentioned, is called the Or HaGonus. It's called the hidden light. What was this light? It's a light which didn't just simply show you what it looked like on the outside. Excuse me, it's reminding me to come and speak here today. A bit late, right? So, the light isn't just a light. It's not just a light that lights up on the outside, that you can see the article, the item, whatever it might be, but it's a light on the inside. That means you want to see what it is on the inside. What is the internal workings of this thing? And the Gemara tells us in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis that Adam HaRishon was able to see Misoifa Oilam Vatsoifa, from one end of the world to the other. The common misunderstanding is that he was a giant of a being, very, very tall, and could see from one end of the other to the next. That's clearly not what the Gemara says. We certainly couldn't care less how tall he was, or the fact that he had amazing vision. That's not what the Gemara is teaching us. The Gemara is telling us he could see misofa olam va'ad sofa, which means from one end of the world to the next, but also misofa olam from one end of the world ad sofa till its end. In other words, where's it coming from? Where's its root? Everything in this world is a manifestation of something coming from a higher world. In fact, the Gemara there says two opinions. The Gemara says, Adam Rishon was either able to see from Oretz to Shemaim, this world, to up to Shemaim, or he could see from one end of the world to the other. The Gemara says, that's a contradiction. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, they're the same thing. Same thing. Again, the wrong understanding is, well, that's unbelievable. It happened to be the exact length of one end of the earth to this end of the earth. It's exactly from here to Shemaim. That's not what the Gemara means. What it means is the following. Adam Rishon stood with his feet here on the earth in this world. But his head went all the way up to Shemaim. That means he could understand every single one of the higher worlds that exist. Not just the physical world that we occupy, but the worlds, the higher worlds that are above this. He could understand everything all the way up. And if you understand everything from this world all the way up, you'll also understand everything that exists in this world from one end of the world to the other end of the world. That means everything that exists in this world is nothing else than just a manifestation, expression of all of what's going on in Shemayim. Every single last fish in the deep end of some depth of some sea somewhere is also another manifestation of something that exists in all the Olamos. So everything that goes this way, right, you're going to find expressed in this world as well. Misofa olam v'ad sofa. He could see from one end of the world to the next, and from one sofa olam ad sofa, until its end. He could see the origin of everything. He understood what its manifestation is, in terms of, what are we really talking about? In terms of revealing Hashem in this world. Why does this reveal Hashem in the world? How does this tree reveal Hashem in this world? How does this mountain reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what Adam Rishon was able to see. And this is the Or HaGonus. The incredible light is called the hidden light. It's the light that was the light of what's called insight. Not the light of sight, which is external, but the light of insight. That which is on the inside, that which is, gives you the understanding of where it's rooted and how it expresses Hashem in this world. Why is it called the Or HaGonus, the hidden light? So the Gemara tells us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Rishonim were going to misuse this. It's bad enough we have wicked people in a regular physical world. But if you're living in a world where there's such incredible light, and still a person's a Rasha, that's a terrible thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonzei letzadikim la'asid lavoi. He hid the light, this incredible light, he hid it la'asid lavoi for the tzadikim. Now, where is it hidden? We'll speak about it shortly. There's this light that's hidden. That's the light on the first day. The light of the first day, the Or HaGonus, the internal working of the world. The light on the fourth day is the physical light. Therefore, the Gemara tells us that that light didn't last. The Or HaGonus, Machlokes, when it lasts, was it there for all of the 6 days of this creation? Was it there even to Motzei Shabbos? Famously, the Rekeach says that the Or HaGonus lasted after Chet Adam Rishon. Hashem as a chesed provided that light, and it kept on going till Motzei Shabbos. It was actually Adam Rishon experienced this Or HaGonus for 36 hours. Ki Yodua, and that's the 36 Neiros that we actually light on Chanukah. If you add up 1 plus 2 plus 3, etc. 36 Neiros. Keneged the 36 hours of the Or HaGonus that Adam Rishon experienced, which is actually what the Chanukah candles represent, because they're not things that you're allowed to get physical benefit from. In other words, they're not actually there to express the physical external world. On the contrary, be misboining, think about them, look into them, and think about what the world is really based on and where it's really coming from. Fine, it's there for 36 hours and then it disappears. It's then gonus into this world. Gonus for the tzaddikim. Hidden for the tzaddikim. And therefore, that, says the Gemara, is the explanation of the pasuk. Vayomer Elokim yihi or, and Hashem said, let it be light. Vayihi or, and there was light. Why did it not say vayihi chein? Because it wasn't vayihi chein. Hashem wanted there to be light, i.e. a light which reveals Hashem in the world, i.e. the Or HaGonus. But he couldn't let it be there exposed, so he had to hide it. So the light that Hashem wanted to create, as it were, was not the light that actually was created physically, but rather it's there only on the inside. It's only there for the tzaddikim. So Vayera Melekim Yihar, and it doesn't say Vayehi Chayim, because it wasn't exactly so. Of course Hashem made it so. Hashem did this, right? But it wasn't, it didn't match the plan. The plan was everybody should see Hashem. The light should reveal Hashem. But Hashem on purposely, not that it didn't go to plan, don't get me wrong, right? This was the plan. The plan was that the light wouldn't come out exactly the way it should be at this stage. It's going to be hidden, and the Asir Lava is going to come out and be revealed for everybody. Okay, that's Yimaisa Mashiach. And therefore the Pasuk says, Vayera Melekim Yihar, Vayehi Or. It doesn't say Vayichayim, because it wasn't exactly as it is in thought. It didn't come out in action in that way, because the light was hidden. With me? Now watch. That's the Adkan the Gemara, with a little bit of extra explanation. Now watch the Malbim. Beautiful Malbim. He says, now let's turn to this week's parasha, and let's see, what does it say about Aaron? So we said, the Pasuk says, Vayas Kein Aaron. That Aaron performed, he did the same thing. Says Rashi, the praise of Aaron, Shleishino, he didn't change. Again, the obvious question, of course he's not going to change. You know, if I was told to do what Hashem said, you know, in the Mishkan, I would probably expect that I would do the right thing. Aaron, okay? You need to tell me the praise that he didn't change? Says the Malbim, a phenomenal answer. No. Because as we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the light, for who? For the tzaddikim. La'osid lavoi. The tzaddikim. So when a tzaddik comes to do a mitzvah, there's a radical difference between the way a tzaddik does a mitzvah and the way an average guy does a mitzvah. When a tzaddik does the mitzvah, someone like Aaron HaKohen, when he does this mitzvah, he's not just simply performing a physical act. He is reaccessing and he is igniting the Or HaGonus. He's bringing back that initial light of the Briyas HaOlam, of the creation of the world. The world was created with this incredible light to reveal Hashem. But it's hidden. And when Aaron HaKohen steps up to light the menorah, Vaya'as Kein Aaron, says the Malbim, Vaya'as Kein, you know it didn't say Vayehi Chayin in Bereishis? It said Vayehi Melekim Yihar. It should have said Vayehi Chayin, but it says Vayehi Ar, because it wasn't Vayehi Chayin. Now you get the Vayehi Chayin. Here's what you want to find, Vayehi Chayin, the way it was, exactly the way it should be. I.e., Hashem said, should be Ar, who's it going to be Ar for? For the Tzadikim. So when Aaron HaKohen lights the menorah, here it's Vaya'as Kein Aaron. Here it's the Vayehi Chayin. Vayehi Chayin that's missing in Bereishis. Here is the kiyum of the Vayehi Chayin. It's always at the Malbim. Phenomenal Malbim. I don't know about you, but it's worth making a kiddush just on that vort alone. I mean, I was misspelled from this. Vayas Kein Aaron. So Aaron, here he does the Vayas Kein, that he brings out the Vayehi Chayin, the way it should have been, the light. Because Aaron's not just simply lighting a menorah. He's lighting up the whole world. When he lights the menorah, he's not doing a physical action only, but he's bringing out the Or HaGonus. That's the Malbim. Now let's use that and combine it with the Sfas-Emes. The Sfas-Emes, he writes, you have to know, the Sfas-Emes is unique. It's unique. I don't know anybody like the Sfas-Emes who is both Hasidish, in other words, Hasidish or Torah, and the Sfas-Emes on Chumash is like Le'elo Le'elo, not that needs me to say. And you have the very same Sfas-Emes. He even calls his Chiddush Sfas-Emes. On Shas, Litvish, you know, you even sometimes you're hoping for maybe slipping a Hasidish, nothing, Litvish, that's it. He never moves, he just, it's used in all the yeshivas, Kodshim, you can't move without the Sfas-Emes on Kodshim. Unusual, it's a very unusual thing. I don't know anybody who's so makubal in both worlds. Like, you know, often you're known as one or the other. Here, the Sfas-Emes, that must be was such a incredible Sfas Emes, yeah, because it was Emes wherever it was Emes. So Sfas Emes writes, and he speaks about the lighting of the menorah, and he addresses the question that we mentioned before: why does it say they light a mulpaner menorah facing the middle branch? Ya'ir Shivas Aneiros, the seven lights. What do you mean? If you're facing the middle branch, so that's six lights are facing the middle one, altogether totaling seven. Six face the one, which makes seven, not seven. So he says, what's happening here is Aaron HaKohen is not simply lighting the menorah. The menorah in this world is equivalent to a menorah in the upper world as well. When Aaron HaKohen lights a menorah, he's actually lighting up lights from the upper world that is way beyond just a simple candle, of course. And therefore, when he says El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, it doesn't just mean the central branch, but it means the Pnei HaMenorah. The Pnei HaMenorah he calls the Pnim of the menorah. The Pnim of the menorah is the internal aspect of the menorah. When Aaron's lighting this menorah here, he's really lighting the menorah in Shemayim. He's lighting up all the lights that's supposed to be turned on in Shemayim. And those lights, according to this pshat, it's Mul Pnei HaMenorah, not the central branch, but Pnei HaMenorah, which is in Shemayim. Yo'iru Shiva Saneris, the seven lights. And he says specifically why it's Tavka 7, because of course the 7 itself, all the aspects of whenever anything comes down into this world, it's in forms of 7. So Aaron HaKohen is bringing down the Ara Gonus from the upper world into the Shivas HaNeiros. So we've explained the Mulpen HaMenorah, Ye'ir Shivas HaNeiros, 7 lights, because lighting Shemayim. We've explained using the Malbim Vayaskein Aaron, that Aaron did exactly Vayichein. This was the Vayichein of the Briot. But now let's explain why, therefore, Aaron was placated. How did he feel better when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Chayacha shelcha gadol mishalahem, sh'ato madlik ometiv zaneiros, you light the candles. Why is that any better? So if you learn that Aaron's just lighting candles in the Beis HaMikdash, no, so you're right. Why is lighting candles any better than Korbanos? Korbanos is limited to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Lighting candles also limited the Beis HaMikdash. Finished. But if you understand what's really going on here, says Vasemes, is that Aaron HaKohen is lighting up the internal Or HaGomuz, the hidden light, then we can start to understand why this is even post the Beis HaMikdash. And that is because where we ask, where is this light hidden? The Or HaGomuz, where is it hidden? Some say it's hidden in the Osid Lava, in the future it's going to be revealed. Others say, no, it's hidden right now, for the Tzadikim. Where is it hidden? In the Torah itself. When a person is involved in Torah, learning Torah, connected to Torah, deep connection to Torah, one can access the Or HaGomuz, one can feel this sudden, you feel enlightened. You know, somebody told me recently, he was learning with a newcomer, a Baal Shem, a newcomer to Yiddishkeit, and he said, he sat down, this guy wasn't particularly religious, and they're learning Sukkah, learning Sukkah and Sukkah together. And they're learning details of Lovud and Daifin Akuma and ins and outs of the Sukkah. And he, at the end of his Chavrusa, he said to him, listen, I've got to be honest with you. It's a little bit strange to me. Now that I just, I think back what we've been doing for the last hour. We're speaking about, a wooden hut with some walls. And it bends round and it doesn't bend round. We're speaking about, and I'm not quite sure why, but I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed it. Even though, if you ask me, what was that all about? It was about a shed. Why would I enjoy learning about a shed? You know why? Because the greatest shidduch in the world is the shidduch of a neshama of a yid with the Torah. You're not simply learning about a shed. You're learning about sukkah and deifin akuma and all the mechanics of how it works. And you're learning ruchnius. And when you get into that, you start to experience the Or HaGomuz. The Or HaGomuz, which is not simply you're learning about a thing or you're learning a halacha. You're learning something which is Torah Hashem. Hashem is speaking to you through that Or HaGomuz. Where's the Or to be found? Inside, gomuz, in the Torah itself. That's why the menorah, of course, which is the symbol of Torah Shabbat Pan, that's where we're going to find the Or HaGomuz. Aaron HaKohen steps up to light the menorah. Aaron HaKohen, he is not just lighting the menorah, but he's bringing out the Or HaGomuz, which is to be found in the Torah of everything. You know, we say the word Torah, it's like we sort of use it often. You know, we'll say, let's bring out the Torah. What does that mean? That means when you do a mitzvah, there's a Torah in the mitzvah. There's a Torah. You can do a mitzvah of lighting candles, or you can bring out the Torah of lighting candles. That means the inner dimension of it. That's what Aaron HaKohen did. And therefore, that's why Aaron was told, don't worry, yours is greater. You're going to light the candles. But when Aaron HaKohen is lighting the candles, he's not just lighting candles, he's being madlik Or HaGomuz. So that even applies even after there's no menorah, because once that's been lit, once you've understood the connection to that every mitzvah contains Torah inside of it, then you understand that that inner dimension is there even when you don't have the outer dimension, for example, on the Beis HaMikdash. And that's perhaps also an explanation. This is my extra PS. The Gemara says, mitzvahs betelus la'osid lavai. The Gemara has a discussion whether mitzvahs, will we be keeping mitzvahs, be moist HaMashiach? Funny question. We're obviously not going to do Averius, that's no question. But will you need to wear tzitzis? Now you might say to me, when do mitzvahs? How can you not do mitzvahs? And there can be a discussion in the Gemara, mitzvahs, betelos, la'asid love, will there be mitzvahs? Well, what do you mean? How could you hold mitzvahs are no longer going to be relevant? You know what it means? You won't need the external mitzvah. You'll be so holding in the Torah of tzitzis that you won't even need the mitzvah to get you into that Torah. You'll be actually on the level elevated where the external action is no longer needed to bring you to the internal part of it. Every mitzvah has the external part and the external action and the internal Torah, which is the light within the action. But la'asid lavi, according to the one who says mitzvahs betelos la'asid lavi, it means you're not going to have to perform the mitzvah, you're anyway going to be in that place. And that's what Aaron is being told. It doesn't matter whether there's a menorah or not menorah. Once you've been madlik that menorah, that aragonos is now there and you've elevated yourself to that level. The Sfasemus also adds, ba'aloscha saneiros. Ba'aloscha is when you elevate yourself. Ba'aloscha saneiros. What's the Russian aliyah? Why does it say not lahadlik saneiros? Ba'aloscha saneiros. I might be mistaken, could be this is not the Sfasemus. As I'm saying this, could be somebody else, I cannot remember who. But I definitely saw it brought down. Ba'aloscha saneiros, that it means not simply that you're going to like, ba'aloscha, you like yourself. Ba'aloscha, when you do the neiros. That's really the whole tachlis of doing a mitzvah. That not just you're doing the mitzvah, but you're elevating yourself with that mitzvah. Ba'aloscha es haneiros. You like yourself when you do the neiros. And the point here being that the whole lighting of the menorah here is not just simply a lighting of some candles, but an experience of bringing out the aragonos. And therefore, let's just wrap up and show how we've answered all the questions, I think. And that is, we asked, why does it say ba'aloscha es haneiros, that lashon that we just mentioned? It's an elevation of just of these candles. It's not simply candles, but bringing out the inner sanctum and the inner aspect of the Or Hagonos. El mul pnei menorah yishiv haneiros. Why does it say the seven lights? There's only six. Says Sfasemus, because we're talking about lighting the upper menorah, which is the real internal light. The seven being bringing down that light into the seven aspects of this of the creation. Vayas Cain Aaron. Aaron did this. This is the praise of Aaron that he didn't change. That's an amazing malbim. That the vayichain, which we didn't have in Bereishis, because it was gonos letzadikim. Now the tzadik Aaron is the one that does it. And that really is the shevach. What a shevach. Vayaskein Aaron, what an unbelievable praise. That every time he did the menorah, he lit the menorah like the aragonos. Vayaskein Aaron, it was the hagishvach shalayim shleishino. Shleishino means he wasn't mishaneh from the original desire and will of the creation of the world. That's an amazing level, to be holding at that level of always on the aragonos, on the level of vayomelik im yihi or, before it became or. That's that incredible level of vayas Cain Aaron, Cain of course being 50, which is the highest level as well. And that's why Aaron HaKohen was placated and felt better. All the others gave... 70. It's another story then. Yeah, sorry. Enochanami. Ken, that's correct. Scrap that last one. That was just really exciting. The Vayas Cain Aaron, so that Lahagish Voshan Aaron, and that's why he felt placated, he felt better, because he was told, even after the Korbanos, even after the Lovs and Neiros in the base of Mikdash, but that those Neiros will always be alive. It's always possible, even when Mitzvahs Potatoes also love, as it were, when there's not going to be a base of Mikdash, you won't be able to perform the outer instructions of lighting the menorah, but that aragonos is always gonos in the Torah. It's always available, it's always there. If a person wants to access it, it's around. And therefore, when Aaron HaKohen was lighting the menorah, he was lighting up the inner aspect of Torah. That's why the menorah is klapei the Torah Shebaal Peh. This is the inner aspect of Torah. So in our hands, we have the Torah, all the Svarim that we have, and all the Torah that we learn. That's the lighting of the menorah. When you sit down to learn, you're lighting the menorah. And therefore, that is exactly why Aaron felt better. That's going to be the La'olam Vayed that will always be able to have the access to the Aragonos. We should be zoicha to see the Aragonos once again with the fulfillment of the Pasuk of Chodesh Asir and Toya.